Today, I'm joined by Jamaica Miles, one of the co-founders of All of Us. She's here to talk about the insurrection at the state capitol. Jamaica Miles, welcome back to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me back.
I just wanted to start off and hear from you as an activist, as a leader here in the capital region. What is your reaction to last week's insurrection at the state capitol by the Proud Boys and white nationalists and, well, other folks from around the country who flew in for that?
We're talking about white supremacists from across the country went to Washington, D.C. and took over the Capitol. For the first time in history, the Confederate flag was essentially flying at our state capitol, a flag that for many of us, we know the true meaning. It's about racism. It's about slavery. It's about oppression. And that happened. And we know why and how it happened. The sitting president incited a riot, had a call to arms to his supporters, and the state capitol was open for that to happen. There was not the armed guards and the National Guard and all of the military that we have seen whenever Black Lives Matter activists are about to show up. So they let them in the front door. Let's just hope that whoever is left that needed a wake-up call, that this is finally it.
You said that we would never see this at a Black Lives Matter protest. We've seen here in Albany, we've seen pepper spray, we've seen tear gas. A lot of people are talking about how many people were connected to letting this happen. And I just wanted to hear a little bit more from your point of view, the difference between how Black and Brown activists are treated when organizing on the street versus what we saw in Washington, D.C.
The pictures really do tell 1,000 words, 1,000,000 words, 1,000,000,000,000 words, right? To put side by side the images of white supremacists storming the Capitol and with no pushback, and not only getting inside, but then taking selfies, and they're in the legislative chamber and they're stealing government property. They were looting and rioting, right? The words that are often used for Black Lives Matter activists, regardless of what we're doing. And that was the scene versus if a Black Lives Matter activist is standing still, they can get pepper sprayed in the face and have. In Washington, D.C., we've had several of the leaders from All of Us went down to D.C. for the Black Lives Matter protests. And in real time told us, this is what's happening on the ground right now. We're chanting and we're having camaraderie and the police are coming at us. They didn't have to advance forward to be engaged by police. It seems as if it didn't matter what white supremacists did. They still were going to be given far more leeway than anyone else in Washington, D.C. And we saw it at capitals across the nation on the very same day.
And speaking of which, one in the Times Union, our local newspaper here, I read how quickly the bus to Washington, D.C. filled up. On the one hand, people in our community participated in this mob activity in D.C. And then also, I was wondering if you could talk about what happened here in Albany and the counter protests that happen. I tried to read a little bit of information about it, but really I got as far as there was a stabbing. I wonder if you could say more.
Yeah, we have to say more because mainstream media said less, because they not only didn't tell the story in its entirety, they actually rewrote the story and simply said, Proud Boys stabbed, right? That was it. As opposed to the fact that the Proud Boys, a right-wing extremist group, as identified by the FBI, right? So this isn't my opinion. This is the opinion of the FBI. So take it up with the FBI that they are a right-wing extremist group. I do agree with that assessment. They came to the Capitol, but the short version is whether it's a Proud Boy, a 3% or a Trump supporter, they're white supremacists. And they showed Black Lives Matter activists showed up to counter that protest and to say, no, we don't support what the president is telling you to do. Yes, Black Lives Matter, no justice, no peace. And what happened was that one of the white supremacists attacked a Black Lives Matter activist. Then Black Lives Matter activists were arrested. That is, and during the arrest, several of those Black Lives Matter activists, specifically the Black Lives Matter activists, were harmed by New York State troopers. We have on video them using knee holds on the head and necks of those individuals. We have the photos of the abrasions on the faces of individuals, specifically Lexis Figueroa, known as Els, a leader from Saratoga. He walked out of there not looking the way he did when he walked in when he was arrested. And the media simply said, you know, multiple activists were arrested. There was a stabbing. They also didn't delineate that there were different arrests for different things. Not all of the arrests were connected to the alleged stabbing. So they simply kind of put it out there and made it seem as if Black Lives Matter activists showed up and stabbed the white supremacists and made no mention or did any journalism around investigating what occurred on that day from start to finish. They took a quote and said, okay, this is the story, and they ran with it. And so we're going to tell the story, and we're going to do that tomorrow.
And speaking of which, on Wednesday, January 13th, all of us and other groups are holding a community response to white supremacy and police brutality. Can you tell us about this event?
Absolutely. At 12 noon, we'll be at East Capitol Park where this egregious act happened, where we saw, again, police brutality. And this time, at the behest of the New York State troopers, right? Because they are police. We don't often hear about them in the news, but hey, they exist as well as part of the police state. And they were the ones that harmed our friends and comrades. And the community must respond every time this happens. It cannot go unnoticed. It cannot go unspoken. We must stand up, and not just for the voices that we know. There are so many others that are harmed every single day that they don't have an organization standing behind them because they don't know an organization would, that they don't feel brave enough to actually speak out about what the abuse was that they've taken on at the hands of police because of fear of retaliation against them. And so we speak out not just for those that we know, but for those that we don't, and we have to continue to shine a light on it and demand that it ends. Governor Cuomo said that he wants reform. We demand transformation.
And what do you say to folks, like, based off of what you just said, where we know that there are ex-military, police, et cetera, on the side of these folks that mobbed the Capitol, that are planning to occupy all 50 state capitals? What do you say to people who are maybe scared to show up on Wednesday the 13th for this action?
I would say to you that on Wednesday, we're going to do what we always do, right? All of us as an organization has always held space. We will have our safety team there. There will be medics. There will be legal observers, because we don't show up unprepared. And we are going to allow there to be space for people's voices to be heard, that we will not be silenced. That is necessary to happen. And we are going to be safe distanced, because COVID is still real. We will have extra masks. We will have hand sanitizer, because we're going to be responsible in our actions and allow for voices to be heard. And we're going to hold that space for people, and we're going to demand that Black Lives Matter. My greater concern is that on the 17th, there's going to be this armed presence at capitals across the nation. There has been a call to arms by Trump and their supporters to be at every state capital. I actually caution and ask that all of us that stand for liberation and for justice, that we don't go to the capitals on those days, that we actually stay away. Let them show who they are. And we need not put ourselves in harm's way. Let the state troopers protect the Capitol. It is their job. So let them do their job that so many of them are proud of and fond of. And let us see the media tell that story again and see what it looks like this time.
Jamaica Miles, thank you so much for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.